WHDD presents Susan Says.
For those of us who have no life and stay in the house a lot, like a lot, binge-worthy TV is the only good thing I can recommend. Well, next to needlepoint and my new love of jigsaw puzzles, which are rescuing me and cheering me and taking away time and anxiety. And oh, anyway, a couple binge-worthy TV things for you. The Holiday. A murder mystery, dysfunctional family kind of thing. Very good, very quirky. I didn't see the twist coming. The Last Movie Stars. Ethan Hawke's documentary series on Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. Sad, but good. I didn't realize she was still with us, but with dementia. And he was much more of a tortured soul than we knew. She was the grown-up and great actress, and he had trouble accepting his image and talent in comparison with, oh, say, Brando, but good watching. A few good documentaries about Diana, always interesting, Lady Diana, that is. And then a great one on Queen Elizabeth from birth on. I had no idea she was only 25 when she ascended the throne. What a dedicated, responsible human, and with a great sense of humor, too. She met Philip when a teen and fell for him. Yeah, lifelong love story. A really fascinating documentary about a mother who protected her daughter and brought down someone called the most hated man on the internet. That's the title of the documentary. A real psychopath, too. He harassed tons of girls, posting what he says was revenge porn on them. One mother went to great lengths to track him down, get him arrested, and stopped all the hackers who used the photos. Yay, mom! After hating the Elvis feature by Baz Luhrmann, I walked out, actually. It gave me such a headache. There are a few documentaries on the real Elvis, and they're excellent. And since it's all about me, isn't it? There was a rerun of Viva Las Vegas, which I had never seen, but I was in it. Yeah, I was a showgirl in the movie, an extra in college. Yes, it dates me, but anyway, if you look really fast, I walk behind him with a gold outfit and gold headdress as he talks to a friend by the pool table. It comes in about 1 hour and 10 minutes into the movie, but don't blink because I walk sort of, well, it's fast. I tried to video it and I didn't know how to stop, so now it ends in my bedroom looking, well, not so showgirly. Editing tips, anyone?
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.